comedy podcast, comedy podcast. Get your ass ready for a comedy podcast.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths?
About roadway deaths?
About roadway deaths.
Comedy podcast, comedy podcast. A certified motherfucking comedy podcast.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
Get yourself together. It's a certified fucking good time. Yeah!
Welcome back. It's been almost 2 months.
Almost 2 months since our last podcast? That's unacceptable.
I know.
And I want to apologize to the fine folks who supported us through thick and thin, through lean and mean times.
Indeed. I know that there are a lot of people out there that saw this episode pop up on their feed and got super excited, and I just want to say thank you, and to those of you that have reached out, thank you so much for encouraging us. It's been a roller coaster a couple months in the world, as you all know, and it's been a roller coaster in our lives as well, but podcast comes first.
Yeah, fucking A. I mean, we bombed Iran.
Well, you bombed Iran.
Who bombed Iran? I know Israel bombed Iran. Did we bomb Iran?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
I haven't been paying too much attention to the news. I got fired.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Listeners, I got fired.
Yep. Big gumbo, no more.
On the form, the form that said why I was getting fired, they had checked the box that says insubordination and the box that said disrespect. So...
They also checked
insubordination and disrespect.
They also checked the box that said juicy bussy.
Yeah, juiciest bussy. That's what my boss said. He said, "Ben, I wish we could have made this work. You work hard. You've got a juicy. You have one of the juiciest bussies I've ever seen. I've ever had the pleasure of getting in." What are the kids calling it these days? Glazing. one of the juiciest bussies I've ever had the pleasure of glazing.
We're definitely getting to the age where we can't keep up with the kids, I don't think.
But we're going to have to part ways. Your gumbo services are no longer required. So I got on my bicycle and I rode to Posse East and I ordered a cheeseburger. And then I spent the whole week riding my bike around town. Just going to different restaurants and introducing myself.
Yeah.
We were supposed to podcast the day after I got fired.
It's true.
And I had to call an audible and go handle some business.
It's true. And we're glad you did. What exactly happened? Like, was there an event that kicked?
Okay, we got to talk about Rob.
Yeah.
Rob is a big guy, right? He's a big guy. And so I think his feet hurt. From working in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's be real. Like, his feet must be killing him. But every night I close at this restaurant every night. So I'm the person who cleans basically the whole front. I had other colleagues who would work the same position as Rob, who I felt pulled their weight a little bit better than Rob. Every time I'd work with Rob, I'd have to work harder and I'd go home later just by virtue of working with him. And he was just a really bossy guy, and I just didn't appreciate his presence in the workplace. And after 2 years of carrying him, metaphorically, I grew exhausted.
And he was what, general manager, or?
He was the bar manager.
Okay.
But I just honestly, I brought it upon myself. I stopped being deferential. There's not really that much more to it.
Was there an event that, like, really set off the firing, or was it just sort of, like, the cumulative?
I mean, he was like, "Hey, why are you being so mean to me?" He was like, "Can we go outside and talk?" And I was like, "Man, I don't wanna."
What were you saying that was mean?
No, I don't know. I think a couple times I told him, like, "Hey, you know, you could help."
Yeah. You were sort of passive-aggressive, snarky.
No, I got really tired of it. I stopped being nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to spend every day in the restaurant industry. It's like you have to show up every day. So your problems don't just disappear if you don't respect your colleagues.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're doing something that is happening live together that takes cooperation and is difficult, and you have to deal with, you know, people as well all day long, you know, strangers coming in and dining. And yeah, I mean, I respect food service workers so much. But on the,
so I got canned on the first. I was working by the fourth.
There you go.
I got a new shitty job. You know, we're still building the website. I've been pushing more code lately. I'm moving apartments, but we're coding again. We're back. We're employed. We're employable, ladies. And we're having a good fucking time, baby. I'm living in Austin, Texas. I'm going to Barton Springs every day. And, you know, I was born in a first world country.
Indeed.
I have no real problems.
Yep. Roof over your head.
Maybe help. Healthcare.
Yeah, it would be nice to have healthcare. And obviously we all are in the same struggle together, and things could certainly be better, and they seem like they will continue to get worse, what with this big, beautiful bill that they're trying to push through to...
this big, beautiful pussy.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, at the end of the day, we're very lucky, and I have to say, you know, I admire you. I was worried about you when, you know, you first told me that you got fired, and, you know, we connected after that, and I just think you've handled this really well, and so kudos to you. You could definitely have handled this in a less mature fashion, and I admire your ability to keep moving forward.
Well, what are you going to do? I didn't expect to be fired. I just had to kind of act. It sucked. It was a really stressful situation.
Yeah, I mean,
and I brought it, and I didn't have to put myself through that.
Yeah, longtime listeners will know that I put myself through the same thing last fall. So it's definitely not the most fun thing to go through, but
that's our inaugural episode, is the Lucas firing.
Uh-huh, I believe so. So yeah, listeners, if you're interested in my story of when I got fired for timesheet fraud, it was falsifying timesheet records was my charge. you can go back to the first episode on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Fuck Spotify, I guess, but you can go and hear my story about that. I think I was in a very similar situation as Ben, you know, mentally, and. Yeah, here we are, still podding, still trying not to get hit by cars.
I was born to podcast. I've been pushing so much good code to the website. So someone from Seattle reached out to me, and they were like, hey, man, I'm trying to do a project relating to all the bike deaths in King County, the county that Seattle.
Nice.
Can you send me all the tabular data? That's what they said. Can you send me the tabular data? And I'm like, well, I don't really know what that means. I think, but I was like, okay, I'll use the API that I built to get all the data, and I'll send it to him. And so then I tried to use my shitty fucking website to get the data, and it basically completely broke it. And so I had to start fixing certain things.
That's a good challenge. Yeah.
I fixed enough to get him the data, and then I realized that I could write a little script that calls the website for each crash. And so I actually tested all 1 million crashes and serving every piece of data related to those crashes.
Wow.
So the website is looking robust. We have some design tweaks we need to make if we want to really make it look nice, but some actually really significant improvements to the quality control as of late. It's just kind of boring, but it's important. So, do you have anything that you wanted to bring up? Because I shared a doc in the chat.
Did you? I really don't. I have been really focused on work. I finished writing a play. I have been working on my mental health, and that has really sort of taken most of my time. I really haven't dove in too much on transportation-related content. I'm excited to kind of return to it, so I'm excited to see what you have. Let me pull up what you sent.
Okay, so... I have a couple links, just some funny links from the week, some funny car crash deaths links from the week. And then I ran like 6 or 7 queries on the database. Basically, like, what's the deadliest crash in the database? Like, what's the most cyclists who've been hit at the same time, like by one car? so we can poke around in some of those. Like, I just copied out all the crash IDs, so we can, like, for the most fatal ones, we can just go look at the report.
Oh my god, I'm looking at some of the numbers. And I wonder, listener, before we share, hold in your head, before we share, how many fatalities do you think happened in the most fatal crash in the database? I think
okay,
that
well,
my...
it's a funny crash. It's not even, you might not even call it a crash.
Okay, 2005?
As much as you'd call it a limousine fire. But it's a big one. Yeah, it's a doozy.
Yeah.
But that is interesting. Think about the upper bound, right? So if you have 21 years of data and the upper bound is this number, it's like, that's why none of this ever gets any press, because these, like, the biggest mass casualty incident is a 20K. But a plane crash is, like, crazy. That's, like, not even, how many 9/11s is 20?
23.
Yeah, it's under 1% of a 9/11. It's two-thirds of a percent. So, yeah, 23 people in that limousine fire.
Is it the crazy limo crash link?
Yes, it is. That is the article I found on it.
No, this is a 2018. Oh, we're looking at different links, because I'm looking at the Scholarly limousine crash, which was in 2018 and killed 20 people. And Shockery.
Which one's the Wilmer?
New Yorkers, let's please chime in and tell me how you say this place
maybe
name.
I'm mistaken.
Schoharie. Schoharie? Maybe Schoharie? That might be my best guess. Ooh, Nauman Hussein was convicted of 20 counts of second degree manslaughter. He was convicted on all counts, yeah.
Nice, we got him.
Wow, two pedestrians died in that who were in a nearby parking lot.
Damn, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
No.
Oh, the limousine crunch? Is that the one where they ran into a
bank?
Wow,
the state had ordered the vehicle removed from service after it had failed two inspections due to mechanical problems, including deficient brakes. So that's probably part of what happened. It was also certified for only 10 seats, but there were 18 people riding in the vehicle. Wow. Tragic.
Okay, here we
go.
A bus exploded. The deadliest one in the database is a 23 piece. Oh no. God, fuck. No, it's worse.
Oh.
The company that owned a bus that exploded during last year's Hurricane Rita evacuation, killing 23 nursing home residents, was found guilty Tuesday of conspiring to falsify logs and poorly maintaining its fleet. Wow. Oh, wow. So it's like a corporate negligence grandpa murder story. Yeah. Whoa.
And they were fleeing a natural disaster. It's a pretty perfect storm of, like, American tragedy.
Okay, in 2018, the 20-piece was the limo running in.
Yeah, that was
the
one I was looking at. That was Mr. Hussein.
Oh, yeah, and it was, like, a shitty limo.
Yep. Shitty limo, no brakes.
Wow. What's this 17? That's a number 3 is a 17-er. And by the way, this is only 2001 to 2023. I will eventually have all these work for dating back to 1975.
Oh, I scrolled farther in the document. Really sad.
Yeah, we don't have to do all of them.
I mean, this is extremely compelling data, but we are a comedy podcast, so I want to make sure that we stay on track.
17, okay. Okay, this is also a bus. Damn, so Sherman bus crash 2008. That's what we're going to Google. These are all in Texas.
Wow, 18 bicycles hit in a single crash in 2023.
Yeah, baby. High score. What the fuck? The Sherman, Texas bus accident occurred when a bus chartered by Vietnamese pilgrims crashed in Texas on Friday, 8th, August.
Wait, Vietnamese pilgrims?
17 pilgrims. It says pilgrams.
Where were they?
Killing
where were they going?
17 people. I don't fucking know. I don't know what the fuck that means. The bus carrying 55 people drove off an overpass shortly after midnight and crashed near the town of Sherman, Texas.
Wow.
Some people said it was a blown tire. The bus was one of three buses carrying Vietnamese Catholics on their way to the annual Marian Days celebration in Carthage, Missouri, in honor of the Virgin Mary.
Wow. I guess they didn't pray hard enough.
The bus owner was identified as Iguala Bus Mex Incorporated.
That's a real blow for Catholicism in terms of its protective force.
What the fuck? This is all so sad. It does say Asian on all the... At least they got that right. So something that's come up... I've had a few conversations with people who've worked a little more closely with this data set than I have. And something that's come up is that it turns out that there may or may not be some data integrity issues with the data that that NHTSA publishes.
Well, sure.
So they have to comb through police reports, ambulance records. They have to comb through, like, state transportation systems, and they have to get all this information from 50 different states, and they have to process it into uniform information, like into their own tables. And so while it's not exactly that complicated, it's really hard to do in a reliable, it's essentially impossible to do in a consistent manner across all of these disparate information systems.
Yeah.
And so there is some concern that the data set itself might be somewhat of an undercount. By how much? Could be anywhere from 5% to... I mean, I don't want to speculate, right? But 20%? 50%?
I mean, from the people that, like, you've spoken with, I mean, do they purposefully err on the lower side for any particular reason? Like, if they are, like, is it a only count certain?
It's just like
data.
Think about it this way: there's a catastrophic collision, and two people die at the scene, and three people are carted off to the hospital. One of whom dies 3 days later, another dies 10 days later, and another dies 50 days later. The data set is supposed to capture the two people who died in the first 30 days. It's supposed to capture the two people who died at the scene and then anyone who died within 30 days of the incident. That doesn't always work. So this link, the one labeled an actual point which should be on the map, this is a document from like a family of someone who was killed in a car accident. And they basically said, like, two people we knew died in this incident, but one of them died like a week later, but was never listed in the FARS database. So it's like it's an instance where I need to change the fatality count on one of the points.
Right. And it's,
To
it's, you know, indicative too that I mean, how many people would think to do that? Of course, people who have loved ones that suffer tragedies at the hand of traffic violence and automobile accidents, like, obviously are heartbroken, and I'm sure that a lot of people want to do something about it. And but how many are going to uncover a way to communicate with the fatality analysis reporting system that the NHTSA produces? Like, there must be many, many more that are not recorded in such a manner.
There must be. There must be a non... Yeah, they got as many as they can every year, right? But it can't be a complete count. And just based on what appears to be a not very effective system, I don't really know. I mean, I really don't know.
So... does the
but it's definitely got the wheels turning, like, at least on my end.
Do you know if the NHTSA conducts audits on the agencies, the state agencies that report this data?
They're trying to get more funding right now to, like, modernize the information collection systems.
Of course.
It appears that for some states it's very modern, and for some states it's very archaic.
Right.
I wouldn't want to get, like, the West Virginia data.
Mm-hmm.
They got, like, a Windows machine in the back.
Because, of course, like, it calls into question these data points, which are not in the data set, which, you know, make us consider how many, you know, honest mistakes there are. But in a reporting system that has so many variables and so many potential flaws in reporting, there's also an opportunity for, like, obfuscation of data, right? Like, if a particular municipality or neighborhood didn't want to be known as a place where people got hit by cars, do you think there's a way for that data to be obscured given the lack of reporting oversight?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's all... You don't have... No cop ever has to write a police report. first and foremost, right? Like...
Yeah.
They choose when to write a report. I don't know.
So there's certainly data points that are intentionally left out. Like, that's my point.
There has to be. I mean, how many... Well, look at the first link in the article today. So the first link in the doc. Warren police SUV was going nearly 115 miles an hour seconds before crash that killed two. I'm just going to read this whole fucking thing. A Warren police vehicle that violently collided with an SUV carrying two men, killing them both, was traveling at 114.9 miles an hour 5 seconds prior to impact and 93.8 miles an hour at the time of impact. A Macomb County Sheriff's evidence technician and crash investigator testified in court during a preliminary exam for a former officer charged in the case. Relatives and supporters of the men, Cedric Hayden Jr., 34, and his lifelong best friend, Dewan Pettis, 33, shook their heads when Sheriff's Deputy Joseph Bozick testified on Monday, June 23rd, about the speeds the police-owned Ford Explorer was traveling before and when it collided with a Dodge Durango the men were traveling in. Former Warren police officer James Burke, 29, is charged with 2 counts of homicide manslaughter with a motor vehicle, a felony, and 2 misdemeanor charges, a moving violation causing serious impairment of bodily function, and public officer, willful neglect of duty. That's a dank charge. If you get charged with public officer willful neglect of duty, you have fucked up. Burke was terminated. It's impossible to get charged with that. Burke was terminated by Warren police after he was criminally charged, his attorney, Mark Curtis, said after the hearing. Oh, my God. But no, I just thought that was interesting. Like, think of all the times that a cop killed someone with their car and then wrote the police report for that incident.
Right. Non-zero.
Definitely not zero. And then another thing. So if the primary data source is police reports, who is there to give a testimony? Like, let's just say, okay, 7,000 pedestrian deaths in a year. Who is there when a pedestrian dies in a car accident to give testimony? It's the guy who kills
usually
them
the
with their
person
car
behind the wheel. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like not like more than half of the time, the only person giving any testimony that gets entered into the state record and then by virtue of that the federal record is the person who killed someone. And it turns out like let's just say you get hit by a car going like 10 miles an hour, you probably live. 20, you might die. 30, you probably die. That's where you start to get into the probably die neighborhood. When you hit someone with a car going 30 miles an hour, their body flies like about 100 feet, anywhere from like 50 to 100 feet, which is really far. Like you come up to that, but it just like it's the sort of thing where if you were to come upon it after it happened, you'd really not have any idea like where it happened to begin with.
Your faculties would probably, yeah, your faculties would probably tell you, you'd probably get it wrong trying to infer what happened.
Right. It could have happened like 100, 200 feet away if the car was moving at sufficient speed. The person can disintegrate. it's fucked up, bro. So it's like there are inherent problems with the way that the data is collected, right? Like this isn't data collection in an academic context. This is field data.
Mm-hmm. And to assign
like legal and financial liability in court.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're saying that your website is pointless or...
But it's just, it's worth noting when you comb through it. It's the context in which the data must be interpreted.
Of course. Of course. It's just, yeah, I mean, I know we've said for a long time, but, you know, for every data point on the map, there's probably at least one other that is not plotted.
Well, there's three, for every data point on the map, there's three that we know of that we don't have the exact location of. So 4 million Americans have been killed by cars, more than all wars in our history combined. 1 million of those Americans are on the death map. 3 million of those Americans are not on the death map. For each of the 4 million Americans who has been killed by an automobile, there's something in the neighborhood of 3 to 10 people who have been injured. And I'm not talking like
scraped.
I'm talking like disabled by a car. So we're looking at 20 million, 40 million people. And then you can't forget to factor in like all the respiratory disease and all the pollution and environmental degradation.
There are so many
intangible negative effects that are not quantified in this data set that are arguably even more important than killing people.
Yeah. I mean the maps of where there are high rates of asthma are shocking. It's like it's near large roads, it's near freeways. That's the only place where everyone has asthma.
Let us goon in peace, you know?
Something like that.
Shameful.
Yeah.
Shameful. What do you want to look at? Do you want to look at more of the most fatal crashes of all time? Okay, listeners, here's the lists we have. We have most fatalities in a single crash.
Yay!
this is the next one. This is so bad. Most child pedestrians killed at once.
Boo.
pretty good. Most kids killed in a single crash.
Boo.
We have most cars involved in a fatal crash. Some of these are wild to me. I mean, the upper bound on this one is crazy.
130.
Most bikes hit in a crash is 18. Most cyclists killed in a crash is that same crash with, it's like 5 out of 18. And then most pedestrians struck by one car is 74. And then 19 years later, there's a 73 piece. And then the next highest total is 34, then 23, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 17, 16, 15, 13, 13, 12, 11. There's like...
Well, and this isn't up to date with like what happened 11s. In New Orleans earlier this year.
All right. This is the one that definitely piques my interest the most. Who hit 74 fucking people with their car? And you got to erase the last three digits of the number if you want to look at the accident ID instead of the vehicle ID. Just when copying that ID in there. Okay, Santa Monica, California on Arizona Avenue. A Buick sedan. Nice. driving too fast, operating in a reckless, erratic, careless, or negligent manner. This person did have a disability sticker in their car. Let me see.
Yeah, at that attack in New Orleans in 2025, in January 2025, or maybe it was December 2024, there were 14 people killed and 35 people injured. So that may be, you know, an upper limit of what, 40 people hit, if anyone was hit and not injured, perhaps. So that one will join these lists.
This is an 86-year-old man who hit 70 people in Santa Monica. Santa Monica. It's got to be like a street fair incident. Santa Monica.
Yeah, Arizona. Arizona, yeah.
Santa Monica Farmers Market crash. On the afternoon of July 16th, 2003, George Weller, then age 86, drove his 1992 Buick Le Sabre, westbound down Arizona Avenue in Santa Monica, California, towards the city's popular 3rd Street Promenade. The last few blocks of the street before it ends at the bluffs overlooking the PCH had been closed to vehicle traffic for the biweekly farmers market. Weller's car struck a Mercedes-Benz that had stopped to allow pedestrians through a crosswalk, then accelerated around a road closure sign, crashed through wooden sawhorses, and plowed through the busy marketplace crowd, traveling nearly 1,000 feet at speeds between 40 and 60 miles an hour. The entire sequence of collisions took at least 10 seconds. By the time the car came to a halt, Weller had killed 10 people and injured 70. Weller told investigators he had accidentally placed his foot on the accelerator pedal instead of the brake, but then tried to brake but could not stop. No, 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 bro. This is really normal.
This is like a
major epiphany of the Roadway Report project, is that like this happens so often. It's like it's one of those things sort of like pedestrian deaths on the freeway. It's like, oh, it's actually like 5% of traffic deaths. It's like a really big number for some reason. It's people mixing up the pedals. I mean, they are right next to each other.
Yeah. Yeah, and
yeah,
we do let people in a lot of states. I mean, the rules differ a little bit, but we let people continue to renew their driver's licenses to operate a tool that we know is dangerous and potentially lethal to, in this case, you know, dozens of people. I don't remember this, but I definitely have been at that farmer's market, and I may have been at that farmer's market in 2003. I would have been 8 years old, and we went to that farmer's market when we visited my aunt who lived in Santa Monica. I will have to ask my parents if they remember this incident, because I bet they would. It'd be the kind of thing that they would key into at the time. But I don't personally remember it.
Okay, I'm looking up the second best. I'm looking up the person who hit 73 people. Because, like, what? How the fuck? And it's like, damn, you came close, but... You can't, you best not, if you swing for the king, you best not miss. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, there was another one in 2003. 34
people.
They're
hitting run a truck.
Yeah, there'll be a new bronze medalist with that New Orleans incident.
A big rig. Oh my god. And then, yeah, this is a 4 fatality crash. Oh, maybe they were all on a train? I think that's what's going on here.
I found a... No, this can't be it. This is also a terrible crash on I-57 in Missouri that involved 47 vehicles and killed 5 people.
I'm going to look... Okay, I'm going to look up the next biggest... This, how is this right? This can't be right. Yeah. Okay, so it looks like railway vehicle is a non-motorist mode. So that doesn't count. I'm going to throw out the 73 piece because those people are on a train. That's not pedestrians. Burbank. Okay, someone hit 34 people in Burbank. Let's see. It's a 2 kill.
It's really unsurprising, and I feel like something that LA should wear as a badge that they appear at the top of this list.
2003 Burbank. Here we go. Look, there's even this one gets a NTSB PDF write-up. Collision between Metrolink train 210 and 4 crew cab. Stake bed truck at highway rail grade crossing. Burbank, California, January 6, 2003. That's a good car crash when you got the NTSB on the case. Looks like he was drinking. But he hit 34 people with this car.
Wow.
How did he hit 34 people? Here we go. The driver of the pickup was killed. Okay. Oh, God. Yeah, man. I don't think people really comprehend these distances and the amount of energy. Like, people are always like, I thought I heard an explosion, you know? And it's because the sheer amount of energy that happens when something gets hit at like 40 miles an hour is just, it's fucking insane. It just mentions that the truck that hit the train ended up like 1,000 feet from where the accident happened.
Wow.
And it hit 30 people.
Yeah. People are so asleep too. I saw a post earlier today. Someone flipped a car over on Broadway, here in Denver, and on Broadway, it's a 3-4 lane one-way road, and I've definitely seen people going like 60 miles an hour down it, and it's a popular like bar district through part of it, and there's just a ton of businesses, massive strode, and the post that I saw on social media was the car flipped over and said, oh my God, how did this happen on Broadway? And it's like, people don't understand how much energy, like you said, how much energy is held. So frustrating that people don't understand. They carry that power with them everywhere they go. Like, people get in their cars and they feel like they're riding around in a little carriage for a baby, right? Being pushed around safely. And that's not the case. You are wielding a war instrument. You're wielding a tank.
I found a crazy one. Okay. So an SUV crashed to the front window of an Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts, killing 1 person and injuring 19 others. Kevin Bradley of New Jersey was pronounced dead at the scene. No, that wasn't the guy. Prosecutors identified the Toyota 4Runner driver on Tuesday morning as 53-year-old Bradley Rain. Upon arrival, first responders found coworkers and other bystanders rendering first aid to multiple victims in need of urgent care. 16 male and female victims with varying levels of traumatic injuries were transported to South Shore Hospital. It doesn't say like what happened, but yeah, Apple Store.
It sounds like he drove into the Apple Store.
A lot of pedestrian incidents are like collisions with buildings. As mm-hmm. another takeaway that like the average person I think would not expect at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is normal. Getting the accelerator and the brake mixed up is really normal, and like running over your kid. These are all externalities. These are all inherent externalities of having a tank at all times.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for listeners to hold on to that too, because I'm sure everyone has had this experience of, you know, you're going to walk home or you're going to bike home and someone says, oh my God, that's so dangerous. Like, are you sure you don't want me to drive you? And you're super likely to, you know, be hit by a car while you're in the Apple store. There's a disproportionate number of accidents happening to pedestrians that are not engaging in any sort of reckless behavior. Like, that's what people, there's that, the pervasive messaging that pedestrians and cyclists get hit because they're bold and because they cross where cars belong. But it's cars going where people belong, even in a world where there are places built where cars belong and people don't. It's, you're still unsafe. It's not up to you to get home safe.
Should we look at the guy who hit 18 cyclists? Should we look at the most goated tiny dick truck chad of all time, who hit 18 cyclists with his pickup truck?
Hopefully he's
this is a new release. This is a hot topic out now, new release, traffic death.
Wow.
So let's talk about it. Maricopa County,
Arizona.
So it's like a
Phoenix
suburb, right?
Maricopa? I hardly know her.
Bro, I don't know if you've looked at Phoenix on Roadway Report, but it's honestly almost more staggering than LA.
You gotta go again. You broke up.
Oh, no. Like, if you look at Phoenix on Roadway Report, it's even crazier than LA.
Yes, it is. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to Phoenix, but it's crazier than LA is one way to describe it. There's a reason why it's, like, always on the list of cities proper that have the highest population, because it's not particularly dense, and as a metro area, it's not actually that huge, but the city is so sprawling.
An important detail from this police report of the Ford F-150 that hit 18 cyclists at the same time, it does say that he was 5'2". I just want to point that out.
Ooh, he's tiny.
That he's 5'2". Yeah, little man, a boy almost. What you might call a young boy.
18
God, he killed
cyclists
a 61-year-old lady.
Place.
He killed a 61-year-old lady. He killed a 68-year-old man. He hit.
Was it like a senior bike race?
No, it's just no. Come on, once you get up there, you gotta look after your knees. You can't jog as much.
That's true. And the average age in Phoenix is, I imagine, pretty high.
God, everyone's still so up to 4 serious, 5, 6 serious injuries. Everybody is in their 60s, 70s. Yeah. Oh my God.
A senior bike club or something.
Everybody.
And he just ran them all over.
Okay, yeah. And so in the crash events, it's just him hitting each cyclist individually. That's the list of crash events, is him running over each person.
Was it malicious? Was it a wrong pedal incident? Was it a Napoleonic?
Oh, no. He was a 26-year-old man. No alcohol. They said they made him blow, and he didn't blow anything, any alcohol. Okay, there must be some kind of detail on if he got, like, to jail or something. I'm Googling now.
I found a video of a driver in Goodyear, which is also outside of Phoenix, who hit 20 cyclists, but only two of them. This might be the same one. No, this was posted in 2024, so this is a more recent incident. Wait, February 25th, 2023, is that the one we're looking at?
Yeah, February 25th.
Yep, okay, I've got the video. But my computer hates news websites. That's for sure.
He said that he lost control of the car.
Okay, I've got the video going. Yeah, terrible infrastructure in Goodyear, Arizona. There's a certain bitterness to a car crash that killed cyclists in a place called Goodyear.
Yeah, just kind of sad. It says that, like, based on the skid marks, he was going at least 40, which is, like, not irresponsible, right?
No, and it's a big open road. It's not, like, a densely populated area. He told police that his steering locked, but the NTSB report...
No, I mean, that fucking checks out, like... Said that it didn't?
Said that, yeah, no, there were no
problems.
Look,
he could have just killed them on purpose. People do hate cyclists.
They got, like, the body cam footage of him being interviewed. The officers interrogating. Do you know if they were in the bike lane? Were they in the bike lane? Yeah, they were in the bike lane, yeah.
Fuck your bike lane. Fuck the bike lane. Ride in the fucking street. Take the lane. If anyone tries to kill you, shoot them.
Pretty much.
We're done. We're done taking shit. The gooners are taking the streets.
He's, like, crying.
The feds won't stop us.
In the video, he's, like, really distraught that he killed these people. Or at least acting like it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, honestly, most of these incidents are actually accidents. Like, yeah, there's an undercount. Yeah, there's some murders. Yeah, there's a ton of negligence and road rage. But most of these are a result of the system design.
You're saying cars right? and like, roads kill people. People don't kill people.
Well, it's like your grandma could kill someone. Yeah. Is what I'm trying to say. It's like it doesn't the system doesn't require malintent in order to create death and injury. The system creates death and injury despite the good intentions of the everyday person. And that is why we must reform the system. So anyone in your life who's like, I don't want to bike to work, they're a bitch. And you should call them a tiny little wiener boy and tell them to go back to kindergarten.
Pedro Quintana Luján.
You just got podcasted.
I just want to know if they like sent him to jail, to prison.
No, no charges. 18, high score, no charges.
No, he went to court. This news article says that he was called to court.
But he got away with it. Okay, Kalamazoo, Michigan. So someone hit 18 cyclists. Four different people have hit 9 cyclists.
In November, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office concluded that there wasn't enough evidence to pursue a felony conviction. And I'm not saying that, you know, people deserve to go to prison for accidents, for honest accidents. And I understand that this is difficult to deal with, but you want someone to be held responsible when people perish.
Absolutely. Okay, here. I have the 4-9 kills. Or the 9... Okay, that's not fatalities. These are just people who've hit 9 cyclists at the same time. Or rather, single vehicles that have hit 9 cyclists together. This one is a hit-and-run. A Chevy coupe in New Orleans killed 2 people and hit 9 cyclists. This was written as a homicide. And the driver height is listed, which means they got him. So that's good. That's good. Let's look this one up. Let's look this one up. The son of a New Orleans police officer.
Bingo.
Oh, my God. It just says he careened into the bike lane. Yes, it's onlooker told the advocate he saw a dark sports car speeding down the street. The driver swerved into the bike lane to try to go around a vehicle. Hit 9 people, killed 2. Son of a cop. Can't make this up. Kalamazoo.
I hate these freaking AI overviews. The incident highlighted the dangers faced by cyclists and pedestrians in New Orleans. Thanks. I'm glad you used a gallon of water to give me that answer.
Okay, Kalamazoo bicycle crash. A motorist drove a pickup truck into a group of cyclists in Cooper Township in Kalamazoo County, Michigan. 5 cyclists were killed and 4 were injured. Good God. This guy, okay, went to jail for murder. There we go.
He
was driving under the influence. I feel like the only way you fucking go to jail is if you've had a few beers. And it's like, bro, there are fine, upstanding people in our communities drinking and driving every day, right? And they do it completely fine without hitting 9 cyclists. And I feel like there is a, I feel like the distinction between hitting 18 cyclists completely sober and just saying like, man, I really didn't mean to do it, and hitting 9 cyclists with a couple brewskis in your system when you live in Michigan, the most brewski friendly and truck friendly place in the world. It's like this. Do you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely ill-advised to operate a large machine when you are under the influence of drugs and alcohol. However, we have been bombarded with constant messaging our entire lives about the fact that drinking and driving is the evil. It's the drinking and the driving at the same time that is the evil. And yet, we continue to see more and more traffic fatalities and more traffic violence. Like, the numbers are going in the wrong direction. So clearly it's not going to solve the problem. Like, making another PSA about drinking and driving is not going to solve our traffic violence epidemic.
This is so sad. The group of bicyclists involved in the crash was called the Chain Gang. The driver of the pickup had been doing 58 and a 30. That's another theme, is that, like, speed really does kill. There is no such thing as being too cautious or going too slow. If you ever get mad at the person in front of you for going too slow, just go home and kill yourself.
Yeah, it's speed. And,
like, honestly, though.
And the weight of your vehicle, how hard your vehicle is to stop.
Yeah.
Weight and size.
So if you're 5'2", consider getting a Prius. I'm working on your personality. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Only tall people listen to our podcast.
It's true. Only tall, beautiful people.
Blonde.
Tall, beautiful, smart. No, not all blonde. That's racist, bro.
Blonde, long legs. Triple D honkers.
That's you, listener. Deep down,
big
you know that's
mommy
who you
milkers.
Are.
Yeah, if you have big ol' mommy milkers, we want you to come on the podcast and talk about traffic deaths.
Someone's got to do it. Someone's got to do
it. Oh, my God. Come cool. Well, I'm
just about cooked in this room. I need to get out of here. And, yeah, that was, super valuable. Continue to tinker with the website, continue to pull these, you know, interesting data sets. Again, listener, I'm sure you know at this point, but we're talking about Roadway Report, just roadway.report in your browser. We'll take you there and you can explore the data yourself. You can also go to the FARS data. There's a lot of ways to look at it on the NHTSA website, and let us know if you have ideas of ways that, you know, we could make an impact on this, because at the end of the day, this can get a little depressing, and we want to make a difference, right? Like, I don't know, man. It's a crazy world.
We do. We want to live in a world where it's okay to just fucking walk to the store and ride a bike, and you don't have to worry about serious injury and death. It's just such a dumb problem, man.
Indeed.
Don't let the government keep you down. Don't let the government put you in a cage. You want to go outside. You want your kids to go outside. You're not going to live in their cage. You're not going to drink their poison, eat their poison. You're not going to watch their programming, listen to their propaganda. You're going to be you. You're going to be horny, and you're going to get out there, and you're going to take back the streets because the gooners are strong. The gooners are resilient, and the gooners will be free.
Amen.
Let my people go. But no, yeah, stay horny out there. Keep it up. Don't let a Rob get you down. Mm-hmm, even if
definitely.
You get fired for insubordination, you know, just pick yourself up by the bootstraps. Go find another Cajun restaurant
podcast,
and get your ass back to
podcast,
work.
Indeed.
Your ass ready,
you gotta make ends meet. So
podcast.
Be safe out there. Take care of yourselves.
About roadway deaths.
Hug your loved ones.
About roadway deaths.
And don't forget
about
what it's
about. Roadway deaths. About roadway deaths. I love you. comedy podcast.
Do you want to do this a week from right now?
Comedy podcast about roadway death.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
About roadway deaths.
Get yourself together. It's a certified fucking good time. Yeah.